Hi, it's Roger here from What's On DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys. Some of the things that Bob Iger said about Disney Plus during a recent event at the Morgan Stanley conference. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So this past Tuesday, Disney CEO Bob Iger took part in a kind of a Q&A session at the Morgan Stanley conference. Now this event, I mean, it was probably about 20 minutes or so long. It was a bit fluffy. The questions kind of... Well, the answers, they weren't anything amazing, but they did give us a little bit of an insight into a couple of the things of what's going on right now. All of this is kind of gearing up towards the big annual shareholders meeting next month, where Disney is trying to fend off some activist investors, and therefore is trying to put a lot of positive spin out on what they're doing, and that they're making corrections to Disney to make things better, which obviously take time, but kind of pretty much saying, look, we know things aren't right, but we're going to be doing stuff. So there's a few things that I wanted to talk about. So one of the big ones that you got mentioned was about kind of the branding of Hulu and Star. I thought personally this is kind of interesting. Obviously now with Disney purchasing Hulu from Comcast, we're starting to see them starting to merge in Hulu in with Disney Plus. We've got Hulu on Disney Plus now in beta. And he did say during the event, it's going to be coming out of beta later this month. And it's all about reducing churn and trying to get more people locked into the bundle and stuff in the US. And what was interesting was he said it's been really successful internationally where they've already done that, obviously with the StarHub. And he did say that he's not exactly sure that they're going to rebrand the StarHub to Hulu, which I thought was a little bit funny, but I got two reasons why I think that he might have said that right now. Is I personally think they're going to be rebranding the StarHub to Hulu at some point in the future, whether or not it's this year or at some point next year, whatever. I think it's going to happen for a couple of reasons. First off, branding is going to be cheaper and easier for them to have the same brand across the world. So therefore, it's easier when they do posters and trailers and stuff. They don't have to keep changing things and moving things around and doing different posters and just save a lot of money. It's clearer, it's simpler, everyone knows what it is. You know, at the minute when they put out a show like Shogun, it's like, it's out now on Disney Plus in this country, and it's out on Star Plus in this country, and it's out on Disney Plus Hotstar in this country, and it's out on Hulu and Hulu. You know, get the picture, it's very complicated. Simplify it, make it easier, save on marketing, and they can put it all into one. The other key thing, they are doing a deal with Reliance and Viacom 18, where they're gonna be splitting off Star India. They're all going to be joining in with that one there. Disney's going to have about 36% of the company, and we're going to see Disney Plus Hotstar kind of merge in with Gylo Cinema and create a super streaming service. And yeah, so the big issue I think with this is the Star brand is what they picked up when they brought Star India as part of the 20th Century Fox purchase in 2019. And the actual Star logo and Star India logo are identical. And it was a brand that isn't connected to it. And I'll be honest, I don't think the Star brand means a huge amount in, you know, in most people's eyes, because it's a very generic, it doesn't really mean a lot. Switch it to Hulu, doesn't really matter. So there's that issue if they are going to be doing this. But that could take a year to do. They might want to unbundle that before that gets sold off, and just to kind of make it a bit more simpler. Also, they haven't fully purchased Hulu yet. They've still got to do the final valuation and pay whatever the leftovers are to Comcast. So they haven't, even though they have got and paid a big chunk of it and they've now got control of it, Comcast are still, there's still that little bit left to go. So they might just kind of want to make sure it's all signed, sealed and delivered and done. And then they've also got the thing going on in India, and these kind of two different things going on right now. What was even more interesting is he says this, and then literally this week on Disney Plus in many countries around the world, including here in the UK, we started seeing the Hulu logo starting to pop up on Disney Plus on things like Only Murders in the Building and Futurama, where there's now a Hulu logo. I mean, yeah, we're starting to see Hulu. I mean, yeah, you could say it's a mistake and stuff, but yeah, let's be honest, it just makes sense to have everything integrated to make it all simpler worldwide, be much easier on everyone. But yeah, so that's this thing. So he's kind of playing it down a little bit more. Again, I think it's, again, maybe part of this final valuation. They don't want to push it up too much until they've actually finally done it. But that's my guess on that one. Also during this event, he spoke about how they need the technology to kind of chase with Netflix, and they're the leaders and they've got to do more. And again, it was very fluffy and kind of saying, you know, we've got to chase some stuff. And I kind of think to that of like, well, you spent billions on BAMTech, billions buying Hulu. You know, Disney Plus has been around for like 5+ years. There's been no major changes to Disney Plus, you know, since it's been running. I mean, there's very little change that we've seen so far. And I think, again, the big problem is Disney is spreading itself out across so many different apps, so many different platforms, they can't concentrate. Compare that to Netflix, which has one app. You know, when you think of like Disney, you know, they have got Hulu. Hulu Live TV, you've got Disney Plus, you've got Disney Plus also works differently in like some countries across the Middle East. You've also got Disney Plus Hotstar, you've got the Hotstar app, you've got the ABC app, you've got Disney Now. All these different apps are all just distracting them and they cannot concentrate on what they're doing properly. So I really do think that Disney needs to kind of get itself together, merge some of these things and kind of concentrate. If they want to be one of the top streaming services, they've got to really kind of go all in on this and stop kind of jumping around. Because I think that's the biggest problem with Disney. And I think so many people don't think of this when they think of Disney is there's so many different platforms, so many different channels, and everything is being spread out. It's like, you know, if you've just done your week shop and you've got a shopping cart full of food, there's a lot of food in there. And that's Netflix. Netflix is a big shopping cart. Well, the difference is with Disney is it's essentially like the sending your entire family in just to buy their own individual food for the dinner. So mum comes out with some, and then your brother comes out with some, and your sister comes out with some. And it's, you know, well, that's Nat Geo, and that's FX, and, you know, and everything's spread out. If you put it all into one basket, that's Disney Plus. I think that's what they need to do to really consolidate. So I think that's something we're going to be seeing. Bob Iger also talked about the fact of profitability. They are planning on hitting profitability by 2024. And again, it's all helping with things like the charter deal and advertising and just kind of, I think as a whole, again, just it was a bit of a rah-rah speech just to kind of get things revelled up. He did also reveal, you know, they're trying to do better quality with their content, trying to reduce what they're creating. They've definitely put that in. He also kind of made reference to killing projects that, you know, if it's not good enough to kind of get rid of it, and that's the best thing to do. And he said they've quietly cancelled or killed some projects. Don't know what they are. I've seen some reports of maybe like the Sword and Stone remake. I think with a new leader at Disney Live Action, I expect many of the live action remake stuff have maybe been passed off. And I think anything that's like in development that hasn't started filming, and maybe especially stuff that hasn't been officially announced, I think that's a good thing to, you know, they can get rid of them and there's not be a huge amount made of it. Much more difficult when they announce a show or a film and they put the banners up and put the posters up and say he's going to be in it, and then they cancel it, like with everything they've been doing with Star Wars. So again, I think it's good that, you know, they are looking at the quality and reducing things and making things better. They took their eyes off the ball. They tried to make too much stuff for Disney Plus. They went all in on streaming. Didn't quite work out the way that they wanted. But also the trouble is the box office has massively suffered because all the studios were doing it. The studios are trying to kind of get people back, and we're seeing them trying to like retrain people a little bit. The cinema companies are like, yay, they all went in and we will welcome you all back. The customers ain't going back. And most people are going, they want to go to see IMAX. They want to have an experience. And not every cinema has those great screens. But yeah, so overall, it was a bit of a, like I said, it was a bit of a rah-rah kind of speech. Just to kind of, you know, we're doing everything that we're supposed to be doing. We're, you know, we're trying to make changes. There was nothing generally in this one here that was what I would call groundbreaking. But I'd love to know, do you think Bob's right on any of this? What do you think they need to do? I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsonDisneyPlus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Laters.